BBC News at 10 o'clock. The inquiry into the Iraq war is just getting underway in central London. The televised proceedings will examine exactly what happened and what lessons can be learned. The former Conservative leader, Michael Howard, says many questions still need to be answered.
We want to know the truth about the decisions that were taken before the war started, when Mr. Blair really made up his mind that we were going to go to war, the way in which the intelligence was used, or I would say abused, by the politicians.
The former Lord Chancellor, Lord Faulkner, said he was confident the panel would not produce a whitewash.
The eyes of the world are upon them. They will have to produce a report that carries with it authority because of its conclusiveness. So they will want, I am completely sure, for their own reputation's sake and because they're honourable people, to give a report that carries conviction and weight.
An independent report into a series of high-profile anti-terror raids across northwest England earlier this year has said the police should have consulted the Crown Prosecution Service first. 12 people arrested in Manchester, Merseyside and Lancashire last April were released without charge. There's been an increase in mortgage approvals. The British Bankers Association says the number of loans for home purchases rose by 4% in October to reach more than 42,200. English Heritage is asking for the public's help in tracing Charles Darwin's notebook, in which he first recorded his observations on the Galapagos Islands. The notes, which may have been stolen, provided crucial evidence for the theory of evolution in his book On the Origin of Species. British actors have taken the top prizes at the television awards, the International Emmys in New York. Julie Walters won the Best Actress Award for her performance in a drama about assisted suicide, A Short Stay in Switzerland. And Ben Whishaw was named as Best Actor for the drama Criminal Justice. BBC News.